One of the most important groups for health insurers to woo are millennials. They're healthy, they're young, and they represent more than a quarter of the nation's population. Rhode Island Public Radio's Kristen Gourlay talked to a few of them about how the Republican proposal might affect them.
Designing skateboards is just one of Luke Franco's gigs. He has just enough time before his next shift to chat in this cafe downtown Providence, Rhode Island.
Well, I work at the YMCA Monday through Friday with kindergartners through fifth graders. It's split shifts 7 to 9, 2 to 6 daily. With the rest of my day, I also work at a local pizza place. And in addition to that, I also own and operate a small skateboard company.
But none of his jobs offers health insurance.
Are you worried about that?
Yes, especially being an avid skateboarder, you know. So that's constantly something that's on the back of my head now. Like, before I try this trick, what happens if I get hurt?
So he's looking for a full-time job with benefits. Until then, Franco hasn't really explored his options. He's 26. He doesn't know whether he qualifies for Medicaid or a subsidy to buy coverage on the Obamacare exchange. If the Republican plan goes forward, his options might be more limited.
I'm assuming that paying full price for it would be completely unaffordable.
The GOP plan would offer Franco $2,000 a year, but even if he could buy a plan for a few hundred dollars a month, he wants to hold on to what little pocket money he has for dinner or drinks with friends. Jen Mishery heads an organization called Young Invincibles. That's a tongue-in-cheek name for millennials who think they're too healthy to need health insurance. But the organization is serious about advocating for young people. Mishery says the Affordable Care Act helped this generation.
You're starting pre-ACA with an uninsurance rate of about 29% for young people. We see that uninsurance rate drop over the course of the last 5-6 years to about 16%.
That's thanks to the expansion of Medicaid and being able to stay on their parents' insurance until age 26. Coverage was still expensive for some millennials, and even with subsidies, they didn't sign up for the exchanges in the numbers insurers were hoping for. But Mishery points out the GOP proposal to roll back Medicaid expansion could hurt young single adults. The proposed tax credit might help.
Which for some young people may be more than what they received under the ACA, but for a lot of the low-income young people, they could see a reduction in that subsidy.
What concerns Mishery most is the Republican provision that insurance companies could charge customers 30% more for a plan if their coverage lapses.
Young people are the most likely to see gaps in coverage.
That's because young adults move and change jobs a lot. They also tend to have lower incomes, so the penalty might discourage millennials, especially healthy ones, from enrolling in coverage again. Molly Tracy says she'll buy insurance, penalty or not. She's 25 and she works at a charter school. As students switch classes, she leads us to the quiet library upstairs. She worries the Republican model won't be affordable.
I'm not rich. I work in public education. So even if I do have coverage, having a $3,000 medical bill, just in case something does come up, that's going to pose a significant challenge for me.
Right now, Tracy is covered by her father's health insurance, but her 26th birthday is coming up.
So I'm trying to get a tonsillectomy before my insurance lapses.
When Tracy does get her own health insurance through work this fall, she wants to know what she'll be getting. Will birth control remain affordable? Will mental health care be covered? A Congressional Budget Office analysis finds people like Tracy might end up paying much more out of pocket for those services. For NPR News, I'm Kristen Gourlay.
And next time on The Call-In, we'll be talking about all the interconnected technology embedded in your life, how to use it and keep your privacy. What questions do you have about the security of your cell phone, your refrigerator, your baby monitor, your laptop? What do you think the government's role should be on questions of technology and privacy? Call in at 202-216-9217. Leave us a voicemail with your full name, where you're from, and your question or your thoughts, and we may use it on the air. That number again, 202-216-9217.